Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here's the Backstage Jazz Radio Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome, friends at home and friends in the studio. This is the Backstage Jazz Show, and I'm Steve Roby. My guest today is Shane Daler, and he's the drummer for the contemporary jazz quintet, Daruma. They will appear at Dazzle on Saturday, January 20th. We'll be discussing their upcoming show, as well as their music. Welcome to Backstage Jazz, Shane.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Can you fill our listeners in with a brief background of your musical career and how did Daruma form?
Yeah, definitely, Steve. I've been playing the drums since I was 8 years old, and I was born and raised in Massachusetts outside of Boston on the East Coast. I was really active in my high school music programs, and eventually I got a scholarship to go to the New England Conservatory of Music, where I studied jazz performance with some of the greats of the art form, like Billy Hart, Jerry Berganzi, Bob Moses was a very close mentor of mine who I actually got to live with for a couple of years, Dave Holland. I also spent a lot of time hanging out around Berklee College of Music, too. Mm. And then after college and COVID, I worked for a little. And then this year, I actually spent most of the year, about 8 months, living abroad in Trinidad and Tobago, where I've been traveling to since I was 18 for some musical projects. That's been formative in my career and development as a musician. And after Trinidad in October, I came out to Denver for a while because my family moved out here a few years ago. And that's when I started this new project called Daruma with actually this saxophonist is someone who I went to high school with in Brookline in Massachusetts. And we ended up reconnecting out here in Denver and putting this group together. It's a contemporary jazz quintet where we're all, each member of the band is bringing their own compositions to the table. And I think that's something really important to me.
Yeah.
I wanted the group to explore our own compositions and work on our own sound and start to develop that. So it's really like a project workshop type of ensemble, you know, where we're all, you know, when we get together and rehearse, it's like, okay, who's got tunes, you know, instead of playing covers. That's kind of how that happened. And sorry, the group is trombone, saxophone, electric and upright bass, and keyboards and piano and drums. And it's a lot of the guys in the group are a really talented group of individuals, and I'm super excited about it.
That's great. Well, tell me who the guys are. Who do you have playing what?
On bass, we have Hunter Roberts, who's been a staple to the scene out here for a number of years. He's fantastic, and he's played with everyone from the Colorado Symphony Orchestra to Adam Deitch of Lettuce, Eric Benny Bloom, and Break Science as well. He's a great asset to the group. We have another sort of staple to the scene out here who teaches at University of Denver, and he plays with guys like Remy LaBeouf. He's worked with Billy Childs, Tia Fuller. He's taught and played with the Vail Jazz Workshop and Big Band and the Colorado Jazz Orchestra as well. His name's Zach Rich. He's a trombonist, fantastic player and composer as well. On keyboards and piano, we have Max Moore, who's also been in the Denver scene since he was a high school kid. He's a staple out here as well. Fantastic keyboard player, and we also have him playing Fender Rhodes in the group as well. And his compositions are wonderful, honestly. Some of my favorite tunes that we're playing are his compositions. That leaves Gabriel Minnenberg on tenor saxophone, who I was telling you about earlier. We actually went to high school together.
Nice.
And played for a year together in our high school jazz band. And he ended up going to Yale University, where he studied music, and he put together a jazz festival out there. And he also studied astrophysics. So he's a brainiac, and it shows up in his compositions are really excellent as well.
Wow. What a full band.
Yeah, definitely. It's really exciting.
Hey, I guess I should ask you what the significance of the name of the band means.
Yeah, Daruma is the name of a Japanese folkloric doll. And by the way, I've been really infatuated with Japanese culture and traditions for the last couple of years now, because about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I almost went on a trip to Japan, but they still had some travel restrictions posted when I was trying to, you know, get my airfare organized. So I decided to go to Europe instead because they were open. And I was reading multiple books on Japanese culture for a whole summer. So I got really into it. Gabriel helped me with the name of this, the name of the project as well. And it's, yeah, so this doll is a sign of sort of like looking into the future with good tidings and positivity and hope. So people actually, it's relevant right now as we just had New Year's celebrations and we're going into 2024 because people in Japan in the new year will buy a Daruma doll. And the doll comes with its eye sockets empty, right? And you call it, when you have a goal and a aspiration for the new year, you color in one eye. And then when you've met the goal or you've reached this aspiration you've set out to accomplish, you color in the second eye.
Wow.
So to us, it sort of represented, you know, going into this project with some hopes and aspirations and spiritually, you know, like looking to explore musically and develop. And so hopefully, you know, it's always a work in progress. So we kind of like the idea of that. Yeah.
That's fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. And I think it's a cool sounding name, I guess. Yeah. So.
Well, you sent over a few tracks for us to share with our listeners. First up is the track Warriors March. What's the backstory for this song?
This is actually the first song that I've ever written myself because, you know, composition is something that I've always been a very musical person and I have really good ears, but I started off on a percussion instrument, so I guess I never was exposed to as much music theory and compositional techniques and harmony. So that's something that's a big goal of mine this year is to become a stronger pianist and really expand my background with music theory. But anyways, this song just came to me in my head like a lot of things do. And it's dedicated to my mother, who's a really strong woman who, you know, in my eyes is a warrior. And she's gone through a lot. And despite everything she's gone through, she's persevered and is really resilient and strong despite all of it. So that's why I called it Warriors March.
Nice.
And yeah, it's just like it's a pretty simple tune, but it's got a really strong groove. I'm pretty proud of the tune.
It's a live track. Where was it recorded?
Well, it was recorded live in a recording studio at Mighty Fine Productions in Denver. They have a beautiful studio and facility over there with great engineers and a great staff. And we had an actual audience of about 25 people in the studio listening. Nice. So it kind of has a cool vibe to it. And yeah, it's live. So
okay,
you get that energy in it.
Let's listen to it now. This is Warriors March. Here on Backstage Jazz. This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is Shane Daler. He's the drummer for the contemporary jazz quintet, Daruma. Shane, we got another track the band playing. It's called Going Nowhere Fast. Tell me about this one, too.
This is a tune composed by our pianist, Max Moore, who's a really talented composer and pianist in his own right. I mean, the mood and the vibe of the tune is, it's a slow backbeat and a really, to me, is a really soulful melody that's very, very singable. And we'd like to get a singer playing on it, or at least it was an idea of mine. But it features Max himself on Fender Rhodes and Zach Rich with a beautiful solo on it as well. So we hope you enjoy it.
Here's Going Nowhere Fast on Backstage Jazz. Thank you. This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is Shane Daler from the group Daruma. Shane, tell me, what does the year look like ahead for you and the group?
I'm really excited for the year ahead. Well, first of all, we have our debut show at Dazzle on Saturday night, January 20th at 8 o'clock, and you can get tickets on their website. That's going to be a really dope show, and that's going to be the first time where we're really displaying and showcasing all of our members' compositions live for an audience. We're hoping to sell it out. We're halfway there.
All right.
So get your tickets before they sell out. Yeah, there's another show in the spring that I can't announce yet, but that's coming up as well.
Okay.
And we're hoping to showcase at a couple of the Denver's jazz festivals, Five Points, and nice. I think it's called City Park Jazz.
Yeah, that's a great venue.
And we also, it's not 100% confirmed yet, because we're waiting to hear back on something. But if that comes through, we're going to be doing a tour of the United States in the Midwest of six different cities with the band, actually. We're looking to record an album as well in the spring of 2024, if all goes well.
Wow.
So that's what the year ahead looks like for us so far. And you can also, you know, stay up to date on any of our Instagram pages for now. My personal Instagram is at Sugah, S-U-G-A-H Shane. Sugah Shane is my nickname. And keep up with all the shows that are coming up.
Well, great. Just a couple more questions before I let you go. How would you describe the current music scene here in Denver? And are there opportunities for emerging artists?
Like yourself, I'm sort of new to this area. But when I got here in October, and I had visited a few other times in the last few years because my family moved here recently. When I got here in October, I basically just started going to jam sessions every night.
Hmm.
And one thing about Denver compared to Boston, where I'm from, is I feel like there's more options for musicians to go to different sessions and different clubs. And it seems like there's more music venues and, you know, smaller independent music venues that exist here, which is really reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
And the music scene seems really tight-knit, for sure. You know, it's a small community, but everyone's really cool and supportive. And, you know, I was just at a jam session last night. It was just a cool vibe. And, you know, they were, you know, we're going to come to your show, and I've gone to their shows, and it's really supportive. I think there's also room for improvement. I think there's always more places that people could host live music, and especially jazz or contemporary improvisation and whatnot. But I think it's a growing and budding scene. I think it has a lot of promise. So
yeah, absolutely. I agree with all of your points there. It does seem like a place, an emerging place for new artists to network at least and find.
Yeah, and at least you know, get some training, and you know, be in an environment where they can, you know, get their stuff together and practice their craft and work on whatever they want to improve at, and either, you know, add that to the scene here, or maybe, you know, go somewhere else. But I think there's a lot of strong players here.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to work with some of them. So
great. Well, let's remind our listeners about the upcoming show. Daruma will perform at Dazzle in downtown Denver on Saturday, January 20th for an 8 p.m. show. Doors open at 7:30. For tickets and more information, please visit dazzledenver.com. Thanks for your time today, Shane, and have a great show at Dazzle.
Thank you, Steve, so much. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. I hope to see you soon.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.